Ken Zawadny's the Associate Director of Retirement Services at the Office of Personnel Management, talking about a progress report, an update on retirement services at OPM. Ken, it's a pleasure to have you on the program today. There are two occurrences that OPM didn't have any control over that are getting in the way of you doing this. Lay those out, and then let's talk about each of those separately.
Well, the two occurrences, I don't say they're getting in our way. They've slowed us down a bit. The first, the additional workload. You know, January is always our surge month anyway. We always expect 20 to 25,000 new cases come in every January when most federal retirees hit the road at the end of December. That was expected. We had called for that in our plan and knew that was going to be something for us to hurdle. But we had a plan in place along with the overtime and our ability to process claims that we would have been on track. The real bump in the road came when the Postal Service had their early outs for their own budget reasons, and certainly understand. But that added an extra additional 20,000 cases within a couple of months that were unanticipated. That coupled with the loss of overtime the following month really reduced our ability to drive the inventory down even lower to where we needed to get to. The use of our overtime equated to at least 3,000 cases a month of additional processing capacity. You eliminate that and you eliminate our ability to reduce the inventory. Our plan has always been to get the inventory down to a sustainable level where we are able to process the amount of cases we receive within that 30 to 60 day time period to meet the goal. And as you'll see over the last 2 months, when you take a look at our receipts versus the amount of cases we processed, we are keeping up with what's coming in, but we're really unable to take big bites off of the inventory.
Yeah, as I look at this chart, and we have a link to it at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, I see March this year, you processed 14,600, April 13,500, May 10,954, and it looks like that's where you lost the overtime during the month of May. Is that correct? Because then June you go down to 8,600 and July 7,700.
Correct. Actually, overtime ended on April 28th.
Okay.
But the way that the cutoff period is for pay and for the cycles, it was really right around that time period. So there's maybe a couple of days in May there, but primarily the June and July numbers really reflect what our capacity is.
So you're doing, as you say, you're keeping up because you got 8,000, a little bit over 8,000 claims in June and processed 8,600. So you chipped away a little bit, but it's easy to see when you look at this chart that you're pretty much at this point treading water. The other point that you mentioned.
That's a good observation, Francis, because that's what our goal had been all along. You know, the goal was to get down to the 10 to 13,000 cases in the inventory, and being able to process 7, 8, 9,000 a month, that gets us to the ability to process 90% within 60 days.
That's something that I think is interesting too. I have not been to Boyer's, but my colleague Mike Causey has been. And when you look at what some of the folks, when they submit to you, what they're sending you, there are some cases that are just so tremendously difficult and complex that it's just not going to be reasonable to try to get them done in 60 days, I imagine.
Correct, and that's why we said 90% within 60 days. We'd like to believe that it's going to be higher than that, but you're right. There are a number of cases where the individuals have some complex issues that need to be resolved, missing information that the agency's having a hard time to reconstruct. So that's that area there that we want to leave out there as exceptions to the rule.
Now, you talked about the two items that you didn't really have much control over that impacted your workload, slowed you down a little bit. We've discussed the loss of overtime, and that is something that you as an agency may not have control over, but someone does, and that someone, of course, is Congress, whether they give you the funding that you need. The other one, I wonder if maybe anybody has any control over, or if there's any way to strategize for that on your part, because you mentioned the huge influx in February, March of this year, and for December, November of 12, and for January 13, your projections were pretty much right on target. February, March, there was that explosion that you talked about. You were expecting expecting 5,600 in February and 5,000 in March, and you got 20,000 in February and 10,000 in March. And I wonder if there's a way for you to even be able to account for that or plan for that ahead of time, Ken.
Well, there is. You know, we were in close consultation with the U.S. Postal Service. We knew that they were going to be coming in over a certain period of time. We had, if we were king for the day, of course, we like to have those spread out over a certain period of time to better absorb it. But we certainly understand the U.S. Postal Service's need, to have those folks off of their books as quickly as they can. And that being said, at that time, as you can see, we were really ramping up our ability to process cases. And with the use of overtime and our improved processes, I honestly believe that we still would have been able to drive down the inventory to the level at the end of July 13 as we had originally planned for. Unfortunately, the second part of the equation with the sequestration and budget shortfalls impacted our ability to do so with the loss of overtime.
This report says that based on the current budget environment and historic workload, OPM estimates that you'll be able to eliminate that backlog by March of 2014, but there is a string attached. Is that fair to say?
That is fair to say. And again, that's all things being equal, that a budget is passed, we receive the funding that we need to reinstitute overtime, and we're able to fill some critical positions that we've lost by folks retiring. Our own folks actually do retire, too, so we do lose those folks as well, and we need to replace critical skills as well.
If that doesn't happen, do we continue to see, do you expect what we've seen the last couple months, which is you're able to keep up with what's coming in, but you're not really able to pick away at the backlog?
Well, it's still a little bit too early for me to completely predict that, but it is coinciding with what we had planned from the very onset to what our capacity would be based upon our current staffing level that we have and our ability to process the amount of cases that we receive in versus what we are able to put out. So it's still a little bit too early, but all indications are that might be about right.
Now, you're the people agency, of course, in the federal government, and I would like you to tell me about the people element of this a little bit more specifically. Who were you able to bring in? Who was able to do these hours? This report mentions that you had some temp workers that you were able to bring in as a result of the Lean Six Sigma approach. Tell me more about that part of it too, please, Ken.
Well, we have a very dedicated staff, and one of the biggest, one of the saddest things I had to see this year as we eliminated overtime was the people portion of this whole equation, the letdown that they experienced. They saw the goal line at the end and kind of felt like Charlie Brown on Thanksgiving trying to kick that football. They were running and getting ready to kick that football when it got pulled away from them. So the people that do this work every day understand the importance of it. They understand that our customers and the retirees are dependent upon us to do the right thing for them. We will continue to do everything we can within our power and within our ability to improve upon the process and capabilities that we have. There's so much that we can ask of them, and we're doing the very best we can. But the people portion of it, we're going to continue to try to keep staffed up and keep them engaged as we can.